This is the chat with Mrs. Burns in third grade.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Arabella.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Jane.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Kate, but sadly Eliana can't join us today because she's out sick. But our topic this week is, how did President Obama influence our country while he was still president?
I'm happy that he was the first African American president, and he helped a lot of people. So, yeah.
And I think he was a great president also. He connected us with Cuba, and my mom helped. And I think he was a great president also, and he influenced our country because he started a healthcare thing. And now we are going to play part of his speech.
And in schools, at farms, on factory floors, at diners, and on distant military outposts. Those conversations are what have kept me honest and kept me inspired and kept me going. And every day I have learned from you. You made me a better president and you made me a better man. So I first came to Chicago when I was in my early 20s. And I was still trying to figure out who I was, still searching for a purpose in my life. And it was a neighborhood not far from here where I began working with church groups in the shadows of closed steel mills. It was on these streets where I witnessed the power of faith and the quiet dignity of working people in the face of struggle and loss. Can't do that. Now, this is where I learned that change only happens when ordinary people get involved and they get engaged and they come together to demand it. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that. And it's not just my belief. It's the beating heart of our American idea, our bold experiment in self-government. It's the conviction that we are all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's the insistence that these rights, while self-evident, have never been self-executed. That we, the people, through the instrument of our democracy, can form a more perfect union. What a radical idea. The great gift that our founders gave to us. The freedom to chase our individual dreams through our sweat and toil and imagination, and the imperative to strive together as well to achieve a common good, a greater good. For 240 years, our nation's call to citizenship has given work and purpose to each new generation. It's what led patriots to choose republic over tyranny, pioneers to trek west, slaves to brave that makeshift railroad to freedom. It's what pulled immigrants and refugees across oceans in the Rio Grande. It's what pushed women to reach for the ballot. It's what powered workers to organize. It's why GIs gave their lives at Omaha Beach and Iwo Jima, Iraq and Afghanistan. And why men and women from Selma to Stonewall were prepared to give theirs as well
And Jay, didn't you have something else to say about he influenced us?
So he worked with church, and I also want to say my opinion on what I think about him. I think he was a really nice guy, but I just don't exactly agree with him.
Oh, yeah, well, everyone has different opinions. I personally think he was a great president, and that's part of why we elected him again, or re-elected him. So he is president for 8 years.
I, like Jade, don't really agree with him, but I still think that he was a pretty good president. So did you see
Your opinion about him.
I think he was really nice and great, and he did so many great things to improve our country, like connecting us with Cuba and creating Obamacare for health.
Your opinion about
him? My opinion about President Obama is he was really nice. He helped the country by lots and lots of things. So that's why I like him.
I think that Obama is a good guy, but he helped protect us from the people that he just helped protect us and like from getting hurt or something like that. And I think that, again, like I said, he was a really good president.
And, well, now he's not really a president anymore. Our new president is Donald J. Trump. And
we just want to say
thank you, President Obama,
for serving America
and being a really great president.
And that is all for today on the chat. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Again, thank you for listening.